Blog Talk Radio.
Health Options Happy Hour Show with Richard Talk to Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening. I thought we'd start this happy hour with some happy thoughts. I was on the show the other day. They were talking about Jeff Foxworthy and some of the things that he was saying. It's just incredible. Here's one. Should we invite people to the show first and then I'll read these?
That would probably be good. We could tell people where we are, that we're – I'll give this part that for people that are listening only at Blog Talk Radio or only hearing this, that you can go to the mothership, to soundhealthoptions.com, click on the radio tab, and for today, click on the happy hour tab, and down there is a number to call in to listen to Blog Talk Radio at 347-850-1407. Or there's a link there to click and join my chat and the goings-on here. And there's also a link for the WebEx, although I checked it and I couldn't get it to work earlier, but maybe it's fine and it could just be me totally, where at WebEx, Sherry is showing visuals, and when we do vocal prints and that stuff, you'll be able to see, and there's quite an active chat over there as well.
And we are going to be doing vocal prints this evening, right after I talk to Richard about some of the things I'm going to ask you guys. Jeff just says, just looked it over, the link on Sound Health Options is the link for last week's show. So we may not have very many people with us, I guess is what they're saying. But that's okay. We're going to have fun anyway. So, Jeff, in Sunday's show, Donna Sebo was a psychic and did a reading on you. So how did that go?
You're asking me? You said Jeff.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay,
Richard.
I was just making sure. Yeah, it could have been Jeff. I didn't. That's my new stage name, Jeff. It was fun. I've been around psychics and intuitives and readers much of my life just because. And I enjoyed it. You know, the information that comes from having somebody give you a, you know, unknown, when they don't know you in any way, I always enjoy it. I think you still have to pay attention to your inner voice and go, maybe not. In Donna's case, for me, I think the overview she talked about me writing 3 volumes and doing books and something like that, that makes my skin crawl because I'm not a writing person. But I could see putting together a package of information or a telesummit or a series on a subject that I like. So I think sometimes when you get a reading from somebody, they envision it in the way that they can. And then you want to pay attention to your own inner voice and go, that doesn't quite fit, but I can see this part of it quite well. And she certainly nailed me. What did she say to me? I can't remember. See, it blacked out.
Something about relationship.
Yeah,
I did get a message back from Jeff and said he was amazed at. So he must have had a reading with her, too. Richard, why do you go ask someone else?
Because I like to get input from the outside, meaning not just in my head, the echo that is my head. Because if people have been followers for any period of time, they know I can talk about a lot of things. And that happens in my head. I don't mean I'm disturbed. Well, I'm slightly disturbed, but maybe not licensed disturbed. But it's nice to have a perspective from the outside of you know, a reading or an analysis or whatever you want to call it, where somebody else comes to you, go to somebody else, and they sit down for an hour and tell you what their view of you is or what's going on or what are you thinking or all that kind of stuff. So I like that outside consultation. Some people would consider it coaching. You know, I like outside consulting. That's what I would call it.
Okay, Jeff, you're on chat with us. You said you were amazed by her reading. You can share that if you want. But really my question is, why did you go to someone outside yourself? He's writing, it says. Nope. Well, maybe he's not listening at the moment. Do you feel stuck? Did you feel stuck, or you just wanted something more, Richard?
Well, anytime I have the opportunity, I'm always looking, because I'm always thinking between the shows that I do with you and the other work that I do, I'm always listening to information that makes me always think about all sorts of things. And so sometimes I can get lost in the process of just doing all that, and it's nice occasionally to have that outside, kind of stuck. Yeah, I feel a little stuck. That's a long-winded answer to, oh, yeah, I feel a little stuck now that I talk about it. Yes. Stuck. Yes.
Sometimes we get in our own way, and sometimes the government gets in our way.
Boy, howdy.
So I'm getting another answer here in chat. Let me look and see what this says. The problem I've heard about psychic is that on a bad... They can't see anything about you, but they are under pressure to perform. Anyway, most won't tell you they're having a bad day, and another day would be better. Oh, so he's saying from the perspective of the psychic, there might be an issue. Well, sometimes I don't know where I'm coming from, and so I'm going to talk about that a little bit later, because I think every once in a while, everybody needs a little help. And I have to sneeze, so I'm probably talking really strange. But I wanted to share how the government gets in our way about things. This is some Jeff Foxworthy sayings. If you must show identification to board an airplane, cash a check, buy liquor, or check out a library book, rent a video, but not to vote for who runs the government, you might live in a nation that was founded by geniuses, but is run by idiots. I sort of like that.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you with us on WebEx, you can see these. So here's another one. If you can get arrested for hunting or fishing without a license, but not for entering and remaining in the country illegally, you might live in a nation that was founded by geniuses and run by idiots. Government believes that the best way to eradicate trillions of dollars of debt is to spend trillions more. You might live in a nation that was founded by geniuses but is run by idiots. If a 7-year-old boy can be thrown out of school for saying his teacher is cute, hosting a sexual exploration or diversity class in grade school is perfectly acceptable, you might live in a nation that's run by idiots. There's one here by about Obamacare. If hard work and success are met with higher taxes and more government regulations and intrusions while not working is rewarded with food stamps, WIC checks, Medicare benefits, subsidized housing, and free cell phones, you might live in a nation founded by geniuses and run by idiots. If you pay your mortgage faithfully, denying yourself the big screen TV, while your neighbor buys iPhones, timeshares, and wall-sized plasma TVs and new cars, and the government forgives his debt when he defaults on his mortgage, you might live in a nation founded by geniuses run by idiots. And one of the reasons, well, I'm going to read two more, but one of the reasons I'm bringing this up is this is where a lot of our stress is coming from. And stress is one of the things that doesn't allow us to access our own stuff, which is one of the reasons people go outside themselves. So two more. If being stripped of your constitutional right to defend yourself makes you feel more safe, according to the government, you might live in a nation that was founded by geniuses but run by idiots. So they say that taking away your guns is going to make you feel safer. I don't think so. There's another one here by Obamacare, about Obamacare. That one's about making you fat. I'll put these in so you can read them all. But one of the things that Carly Fiorina said about Obamacare, and there was another blast in this Jeff Foxworthy list, is that Obama and his group went to their friends who didn't know diddly squat about how to build a website. And Carly Fiorina, who's from Hewlett-Packard, said if they'd come to the big boys who really knew what was happening, we'd had it done in record time, and it wouldn't have cost a tenth of that. Oh, here's one that really ticked me off. If an 80-year-old woman who is confined to a wheelchair or a 3-year-old girl can be strip searched by a TSA agent at an airport, but a woman in a burqa is only subject to having her neck and head searched, you might live in a nation that was founded by geniuses but run by idiots. Richard and I talked about this, that why were some Muslim women, well, all that wanted to be, why were they excluded from any of the pat-downs? And what they're talking about, this 80-year-old woman who was in a wheelchair, they made her take off her diaper. You know, that's illogical. If everybody must be subjected to this, I don't fly anymore because I can't stand how I'm treated at the airports. Like I'm some kind of terrorist. It just doesn't make any sense at all. So there's a lot more of these. And at the bottom it says, think before you vote. Yes, George says we think everybody should be dressed in a burqa before we fly. If it's good for one, it's good for everybody, so it doesn't make any sense. So when you go to a reader, do you take what they say totally to heart, or do you have a filter system after that, Richard?
I have a filter. Well, I mean, I listen to my own inner voice. And as I say, with Donna, the information was good. It's just the context of me writing 3 books just didn't fit for me. I understand why she would express it that way, but it just wasn't a form that worked for me. So I could see taking the idea of what she's saying and going, oh, that's okay. I could see a series of something. It's definitely not books. Not from my view, not as if, you know, unless somehow aliens come down and possess my brain and make me write. That's about as close as it can get. But, you know, I think you really have to listen to that little voice in your head that goes, nah, I don't know. Or I don't go to any reader, or have never been to a reader of whatever the kind, and gone away going, all right, I'm selling all my things and moving to, you know, Zihuatanejo.
Just to kind of show you where things can get out of hand or you don't know about them, I think I was in high school maybe, and they had some little psychic fair or something, and this psychic took hold of my hand, and I have this beehive kind of configuration in my palm that is in the skin, like a fingerprint. And she said, oh, this is a genius. With music or sound, you are going to be a great singer or something like that. And I just you're going to do something great with sound and music and be a great singer. And I thought, oh, you are so stupid. because I couldn't sing. When we went, if we did go Christmas caroling, they paid me to shut up because I was always one note behind everybody else. I could only sing what I could hear. But look what happened years later. So you never know. Just kind of put it on a shelf there. And I think a lot of people go to psychics when they're feeling out of control or they need a direction. So we thought tonight that we would talk about what people really want for next year, because people can get in their way. And some of you probably heard me talk about the woman that came in here and her husband was having an affair, and the other woman was pregnant and she wanted the baby to die and her husband to die. She was in so much pain. She couldn't feel, she couldn't see, nothing. So we're looking at things that pain us, and we can't get around it or out of it because of the pain. And the other thing is that movie, The Secret, that I think is wonderful. But it tells you that you can have exactly what you want, that you can manifest. Richard, have you ever wanted something and manifested something only to find out you really didn't want it?
I've manifested jobs where later on I look back and I think, what was I thinking? So, yes, I have. But I haven't manifested, like, you know, gold bracelets or, you know, pearl earrings out of my hands. I've seen some people do that. But I have created jobs or manifested jobs and then later on gone, wow. But I have the perspective that there must be some, you know, thing in that, me doing that, there was something I wanted to learn from that experience. But that just may be because I'm an old Pollyanna.
Is there anything you particularly want for the new year?
For me or for the world?
Oh, well, let's start with you first. I'm going to record this.
And work out. Okay, all right.
Yeah. What do you want for the next year or the next 12 months? I don't care if it's the new year. Just what would you like to see in your life?
I'd like to see the expansion of my radio presence, and also I'd like to be part of a network with other people who are doing radio shows who want to talk about things that have to do with the environment and people and our effects on the planet and how we need to stop pointing fingers at everybody else and blaming other people and actually take individual responsibility and begin to make change on our own. Start with ourselves and work out. And how
making,
people can...
So making and make a change for the world, but self first.
Yeah.
I'm using the little... I'm using leading the way. This is a totally different kind of software that we've been looking at. We've been looking at Nano Voice, and you can download that. This one is, what are your traits to make things happen? Leading the way to get something done. It works the same way as the little Nano Voice that I'm going to run over Richard's name after I typed it in here. And you can either hit the little disc or you can hit the little monitor blue thing, and up will pop something that asks you to save everything. And so this is for your new year and how you can lead your way to what you want. Richard, it says, a helpful and supportive friend you are. That sounds like Yoda, doesn't it? You can easily embrace Yoda's ideas of harmony as your own, and I didn't even see that next sentence. You are aware of how painful thoughtless words can be. Is all of that true?
Say that again? I'm aware that...
A helpful and supportive friend you are. You can easily embrace Yoda's ideas of harmony as your own. Is that something you want for the new year, but you didn't realize it?
I would have never thought about it expressing it that way, but yes. I rarely quote Yoda. But yes.
You are aware of how painful. You might. I love Yoda sayings.
Yeah.
I should write that down. I'm going to collect some Yoda sayings. You are aware of how painful thoughtless words can be. Thoughts about yourself, how you are perceived, take up much of your time. I don't feel that about you, do you?
Nope.
Thoughts about yourself and how you are perceived take up much of your time. Making room for the opinions of others is something you might want to consider. Ouch, that doesn't sound very good.
Well,
are you sort of stuck in
your
ways?
I don't know. I'm not necessarily stuck in my ways, but I definitely am. I don't engage much in caring about what other people think. Maybe that's what that's saying, in a different way. And I don't mean that in a mean way. It's just that if people judge me because of whatever the reason, unless they have good information, if it's just a judgment, you're fat, I don't care. I'm not attached to their judgment. That's what I mean. If they have a judgment about how I'm expressing something and it's not clear or they disagree with me, then that's a different thing. I'm happy to get into conversation about that.
Your reactions to perceived criticism can be unsettling to others. Does that happen? I can see you barking orders when you were a chef.
Sometimes, yeah, because it's needed. Sometimes the captain needs to grab the helm and steer hard. So, yeah, not too much, kind of barky. Yeah, under certain stress, I could be a little barky.
You would rather someone else come up with a plan than you jump in wholeheartedly.
Yes.
You
that doesn't mean
quickly.
I don't want to. That doesn't mean I don't want to participate in the plan. It just means that I've always stepped into something in its new stage or been asked to consult on and then become part of. So that would be how I'd frame that.
You remember when you said, when we first started, that you really want to have more of a presence on your radio?
Yep.
You didn't say that?
I wonder if that's
the issue. If somebody else would come up with the show and the plan, you would just jump in?
Perhaps, yeah. Yeah.
On these things, I have learned that the bottom, points of cooperation, learning, opportunity, and growth, that's usually what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, you love to see fairness and honesty in all things.
Yep.
You work hard to see that justice plays an important part in your life. For those of you hearing all this squeaking and people walking around in here, they're bringing me things that I forgot. So sorry for the interruption.
That's okay.
Okay, you love to see fairness, and I know that aggravates you, Richard, when you hear all that. You love to see fairness and honesty in all things. You work hard to see that justice plays an important part in your life. You can become physically weak from an emotional stress. You love justice and truth and work hard to see that those qualities are upheld.
Yep.
You love truth and justice and try hard to see that people are compensated for their efforts. You love a happy ending. You're not on with us, are you? You can't see this.
I can't see it, no.
Okay, so I'm going to keep reading parts of it. Your self-power will increase when you begin to demand equal treatment. Now, is that something about next year, or are you getting run over?
I don't know that I'm necessarily getting run over. I need to figure out how to be compensated for what I do. In other words, I like doing it. I think I'm pretty good at it. Now I'm making actual money. And it's a fine dance. Not even that so much as just, you know, being able to, you know, like do this kind of radio and be paid for it, and at the same time not having sponsors that want to say, tell me what I can say and what I can't say. So that's tricky.
But at the same, you've got a conflict here, Richard. because you're saying you want somebody else to set it up, like tell you what you can and can't do, and then you just go do it. So there's a little bit of a conflict there.
Well, as I say, I'd be happy if somebody approached me and said, oh, we're starting a radio station and we think you'd be a good voice of that radio station, and if they wanted me to come in and help plan and come up with ideas and shows and all that, I'm happy to participate. It's not that I'm lazy or don't have the ability to sit down and figure some things out. I just don't have the skill set to, like, do a spreadsheet. That's not in my wheelhouse.
What kind of show do you want to do?
Kind of like this, where we talk about things that have to do with, you know, improving the world.
Okay, George says, tell Richard I Skyped him the WebEx meeting password to get
okay.
in.
Okay, thank you. Thanks.
Okay. This is from your chart. This is printed out right from the computer. Your desire to help others can override your ability to accept help from them. So do you have that problem? You'd rather give
yep.
than receive?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, here's one you won't like. Always doing for others first is often a lonely life.
Yes.
Is that an ouch? Now, here's just something opposite. I find it very hard also. They had a little party here at work, and they got me this little Yoda doll, and I love Yoda. But I was embarrassed that they got it for me, but I loved it. So I'm going to try to one of my things I want to do this year is learn to accept, because I get much more pleasure out of giving than accepting. And that's become lopsided over this last year because we've not been able to finish some projects because people needed scholarships really, really bad, and we really didn't have the money, so I just took my own money and did it. And it's ended up really causing a problem of us not being able to make all the equipment and get it all finished that we want to do. And to get all of the new things that we have hundreds of new pieces of information that needs to go in the software, and we just haven't got that done. Let me read some more of this. Well, you have the ability to use facts very creatively. Ben could easily become your game. Now, that doesn't sound very nice, but I think what it's really saying, especially about you, is that you can talk about anything on the radio. Ben can be your game. Be careful in the construction of your message. Assume that everything you say will be repeated because it will. Do you get in trouble with that?
Yeah, I hear myself quoted sometimes, or because most of my ranting, well, besides environmental and political and things that I, in most circles, don't talk about that much, I talk a lot about supplementation or how to do this or that kind of thing, and I do hear people quote myself back to me, so it's like I have to be, yeah, it makes me laugh. Oh, that, yeah, I could be accused of that. Must be careful.
Yeah. George, one of our regular listeners, just said, yes, we have to let others also have the joy of giving. I never thought of it that way.
That's
that
good,
George.
That's a tweet. If anybody's a Twitter person, that's a tweet.
Yes, that's awesome. As I'm looking at more of this, and I will bundle it and send it to you, and I'm going to show people how to bundle, because you can do this same thing with Nano Voice. Pauline is on with us. Pauline from Australia. That is incredible. More and more people are coming on as they're finally figuring out how to get on. So it says here that if you want more to happen, then ask somebody to get it started, and then you'll jump in and get it done. It says here, being appreciated is especially important to you. Do you gravitate to people who appreciate your efforts in your herbs and your chef, being a chef, and you like those people more?
I don't, It isn't so much that. It's more along the, I think the spin on that for me is that if I go somewhere and cook dinner with people in their home, which I'm happy to do, I like to cook, and do that, and if they're not like, gee, that I don't, they don't have to necessarily compliment me, but I do like to be thanked for the work, which is usually happens. So I'm not seeking people necessarily that acknowledge me, but if you don't say thanks, that was great, or, you know, just something simple, the odds of me coming and doing it again are slim.
Well, this was, I was going to say this without your prompting, but it's going to seem contrived now, but I think this show would be a lot less interesting if you weren't here. How's that?
Thank you. I totally
appreciate you. You seek balance in all aspects of your life and surroundings, but you can be pulled off your own path if you find a promise of greater good through a strong leader. I would think at your age...
That makes me sound like a trout.
Oh, no. You can pull off your path. I would think at your age, you are a very, very strong leader in helping people find their own path. You have a very hard time prioritizing what you really want to do with your time.
Boy howdy, yes.
You love the doing, but don't always have enough time for the details. You sometimes make statements of hope rather than statements of truth. Oh, that doesn't sound good. You rely on past experience to provide appropriate reactions to stressful situations.
Hmm.
Says here, rehearsing possible answers may provide insight to potential outcomes. Well, we didn't
a combination of the I Ching and regular writing? It's got that mystical kind of, you know, edge to it. It's interesting. Wow.
Here's one that I know about you. You have the ability to connect unrelated information to form new concepts. That could be a show for you. New concepts for saving the planet.
Yeah.
What's the radio show that you want to be doing?
I don't really have a title for it. I'd like to do a radio show at a station. I don't mind doing it out of my home office, but I kind of like the idea of being, once one has done radio in a real radio station, even though they're kind of scuzz buckets typically, it's really nice because you have an engineer, you have all the equipment. It adds a nice setting to it. So I can't say, it is very much like what we do now, but instead of talking about software and the work that you do, it would be more general. It would be along the lines of really the interviews and the kind of stuff that we do. There just wouldn't be as much of the, it would be more one-on-one interviews, talking with people who are leading edge thinkers or thought leaders or, you know, people who have an idea that could make
thought
a change.
Leaders.
Thought leaders.
I really like that concept. You know, Donna Sebo is looking for people to have shows on her network.
I might talk to her about that. Yeah.
Okay, I want to go back up a minute. I'm going to kill your reading. And this is a large reading. It looks like it would be at least 3 pages of information.
And this is from the Leading the Way software, you say? Is that what it's called?
Leading the Way. And it's your quality of leadership to get what you want and to make your own path. So
I'm in fantasy land. I see myself in fantasy land up there. What's that? 109.
Let's go back and look at your actual printout, your graph. And this is the same as Nano Voice. Looks a little different. There's some purple here instead of the blue from the Nano Voice, so you can really tell where it's coming from. But the only thing that you don't have here is green. And green is money. F and F sharp is money. F and F sharp is lower back. You're at 0 for F sharp and 6 And normal is 42 at F. So there is some money issue here. And you said you have trouble asking to be compensated. So if we started making invoices for you and you take them with you and here's 5 hours of this and this is the bill, and if we were doing that for you, would that be helpful? Because that seems to be a real drag for you to have to ask for money.
It is.
I
will interject that I have always worked, and I don't mean that like, oh, poor me, I've always worked. I mean, I just always worked. So I've always made money, but in terms of either asking for a raise or asking for more money, I'm not so good at.
You know, I had somebody do a reading. It was somebody on the show, and they said people who have trouble asking for money for what they do have spent many lifetimes as a guru or a holy man that the community took care of. And they never had to think about their own sustenance, their own food. And if they just did without, they did without. If people brought them food, they brought them food. That wasn't a upfront part of their life. And you know, I'm thinking maybe it was Pam or maybe one of the people that are in that group, that people with this idea were, and minstrels used to be that way, that if you loved them, you just paid them, and if they were bad minstrels, they went off because nobody paid them to do anything because they were so bad. So have you ever had any past life or anything like that where you were a holy person or a leader of some movement where all your needs were taken care of, and that's just not part of your consciousness in this life?
I think I'm taking the fifth on that one.
Okay.
I would say that that's probably true. I've had readings where things such as that have been alluded to. That's usually not my direction. I haven't focused that much on past life because I'm here now. But I can see how that could be an influence, yeah.
Well, your biggest unbalance, as we're looking at your chart, and for those of you listening, we're looking at this chart that is divided into 12 columns of C, C-sharp, D, D-sharp, each note. And in each of these columns, there is just a stack, like a smokestack. And Richard has a lot of C, yellow, 103, and he has 169 altogether in the note of B. And when we start looking at this, and there is a booklet that you can get that's called the Tiny Nano Manual, and it'll tell you about these relationships. Now, B and F are balanced relationships, and you can look at Richard's and see B and F are totally unbalanced. And the only other unbalanced thing in this chart is C, ego, and F sharp, getting out of the way and making or allowing relationships to develop. It looks to me, Richard, and you can slap me later if you need to, that there is a control issue in your relationships, or you want to be in control of the situation, the setup, something physical you want to be in control of. And because you take that control, you don't feel like that you can also say, I want the money for taking control. There's some kind of unbalance there. Does that ring any bells?
More like gongs. Yes, it does. Yeah. I guess it is control. It's that I have an environment that I work and live in, and to share that space with somebody to try and be in relationship would alter how that is, and I like how it is in terms of it allows me to work at home. You know, I have an office, but it's working at home, and I like that. And so it's hard to imagine having someone kind of come into this space because everything's where I want it all the time because I'm the only one here. So I guess that is a control thing.
We're getting some advice from the chat, too, that said you need to be charging people for your time, not your talent. Because as talented as you are, nobody could be paying for your talent. They can't afford you. That was a very nice sentiment, wasn't it?
Okay, thank you.
I think you have
a great voice. I do. There is a great note down here from Philip that talking about years ago he was part of a community radio station in Maine, and three times a year there was begging like PBS does, and he had hated it. Finally, I realized that to be successful in the begging, you needed to be shameless. That's the key, be shameless, and realize you're still a wonderful person. That is, Philip, that is so, such a great observation. I work with somebody who's had a radio show on a PBS-style radio station, more like a public radio station, for 19 years. And every quarter they have to do the begging, the shameless begging, and she hates doing it. So it's, you say it perfectly. I will send her that, actually, saying that the key is to be shameless and realize you're still a wonderful person. That's great. Thank you.
They could use the nano and do that and find out what their issue was. Have you ever had a thought that just made you cringe that you were so stupid that you did that?
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
having those more and more older I get. And I was just thinking of a particular situation the other day. It came up again. It probably comes up once a week. And I'm just absolutely abhorred that this situation happened in the world. And finally I thought, I need to get control of this. What is really going on? The person's dad, they can't tell the world that it happened. Only I know about it. What is really going on here? And when I finally tried to get past my own garbage, it was that I was embarrassed for being so stupid. It was embarrassment. I can't even describe it on this show. But that was such an opening for me, and I had only got to right there and couldn't get any further. But yet when I decided to use this little program, what is really going on with me? My ego was in the dumps. Fairness was in the dumps. So there was something that didn't allow me to expand and be. And when it finally dawned on me as I'm looking at this and reading what was going on in preparation for the show, I was totally embarrassed that I was so stupid. But there's not a thing that can be done about it. History makes us what we are, and you can't go back. And maybe the saving grace is the person's dead and nobody else on the planet will ever know about it. But forgiving ourselves is a really important part of this. And Richard admitting or saying that he wants to be in control, but at the same time he has a conflict with that, he knows best. Do people fight with you, Richard, about what you want to do, or they just know that you're the best and leave you alone?
Well, I mean, I'll get into, you know, what I call conversations, some people would call arguments, with people about ideas or theories or, you know, health issues. You know, sometimes I'm ended up talking, and this is in other conversations out in the world, I'll be at a dinner and there'll be a doctor or something, and we'll get into a conversation where that doctor, whether it be a man or a woman, is used to being, you know, they have the, what I call the bright light, shiny table, white coat syndrome in their mind. When they walk in the room, they are the god. And the trick with the people who operate from that position is that then they come up against somebody like me who's interviewed, you know, with you, a pack of people who have other ideas. Is that they're not used to being challenged, or I'm not argumentative. I'm the trickiest part of me is that when you're in conversation with me, if there's a point that you're either avoiding or you're weaseling around, I will keep grinding back to that. And it's not because I want to be right. It's just that there's information that I have in my mind that it's like, why would you think that's good? You know, how do you think giving somebody, you know, a vaccine is a good idea? Tell me, you know, what are your thoughts on that?
So how could we, I was sneaking your voice there, so how can we talk about it?
I know. I still have no green. It's still, my F is just like flat as a pancake.
But it's Richard on thought leaders, Richard on thoughtless leaders?
How can we name
that's
it?
Good. I like that. I like that one. Thoughtless leaders. Yeah.
Thoughtless. Okay, let's.
If I
now we roll over it. We have to copy it and keep it before we can get a printout. So this is the second one, and the biggest thing. I'll pull this down a minute. The biggest thing I see, Richard, is that your relationships with anybody, whether it's going to be running their microphone or radio show, it has to have a spiritual component to it. It has to suit your emotions. You've got a lot of red spontaneity. I need to think about this and say what I want about it. And this be a love of humanity, but it also gets to you at a very core level. And that core level is about the nerves and the nerve energy. So if we look at yours and it's G sharp, it has to be useful as it plays out. A sharp and B, and all of those are crown chakra, kind of throat up. You're not living for you, you're living for humanity. And you have a purpose here, and it's not easy for people like you, Richard, because you don't really get a life. It's a life of service when you see this kind of thing. So let's see what the computer said about you. Let's go to the bottom there. Your sense of self-approval depends on what you've accomplished. Did we already know that about you?
I think so.
You want to work to improve yourself physically and find excuses to put it off. You love the excitement, even though you know you may get caught. Ooh, don't know what you're doing there. You have more ideas than you have time to pursue. You can easily manipulate others and often do so if needed. You prefer to learn from your own mistakes. You have a good memory for the form and format of how things look. And there's that word books again. Mm-hmm. You can get lost in the minutia of a situation. You have a natural ability to hear beyond the words people are speaking. You are guided by an inner core of self. You have a talent for knowing what others are feeling. That's an incredible intuition about what's going on.
See, this is where when I send this audio to people and they listen to it, this is so great that you have this, that people are able to see this information, because you could sound like any number of psychics on a show that we could probably dial in now. I mean, any number of readers in that sense. So it's so amazing to me that you are running this through, air quotes, a simple program and coming up with this kind of information. I mean, there could be psychics who could have a business online and use your software and not know anything. I'm not suggesting that's a good idea. That just is what I'm saying.
Thank you, Richard. But
amazing.
I can see from your reading, if we're going to call it a reading, because we're reading it, I can see from this that this need, desire, karma, that's the word I want. This karma is for you to be serving others and for you not to have needs. And that seems to be your conflict.
Yeah.
It says your leadership abilities are respected because of your fairness and loyalty. You have the ability to use self-power and self-approval as a potent combination to promote change. So what we know is it needs to be in service to others, and it needs to be something that will facilitate change. You need to do it your way, and you need somebody else to do the structure of it and get it started before you jump in and take the next step. And you need to be with people who appreciate you. It says your self-approval is often improved by appreciation from others. Both of your readings said that. So does that give you any kind of push toward where you might want to go? And I don't know if I said this, but somebody sent it to me privately, that you need to charge for your time, not necessarily what you are giving to somebody, but I think your expertise is incredible in what's happening. But they're saying, just see it as charging for your time. They're also saying, another one to me privately, Scorpios are controllers. Are you a Scorpio, Richard?
28 degrees, midheaven. Yeah, 29 degrees, sorry.
So this person knows you well?
I'm an old Scorpio, that's what that means. I'm like one of those, in the movies, I'm like one of those big black Scorpios that's moving along slowly, doesn't really strike out at all until it needs to, and then it's like, boom, and it just keeps walking. Yeah, that's me.
Here's another one. Often you feel pushed by others to make decisions you are not ready to make. You can just say, I'm not ready to make that decision, just back off here. So you kind of let people push you? Not often, he says. Mm-hmm. I heard that.
Not often, yeah. Not often.
You let others convince you that your feelings are in error because you care about their opinion?
Yep.
Boy, that's a big warning. That's a biggie.
That's more of a past thing than it is now. But yes.
Your self-power will increase when you begin to demand equal treatment. Oh, you have here this problem with accepting again. I will put these both in a bundle for you. I'm going to show people how to do this right now. Of all the things that people ask me to go over again, what do you mean by bundling? Well, we have some tutorials on our website under Vimeo. I don't think they're on YouTube yet. But I'm going to go to just a Microsoft Word document. And people want this one step at a time. So here's the empty document. So you go in, we've said Richard on Thoughtless, and it's Thoughtless People. So Control A grabs all of that. Control C copies it. I bring it over here and I say paste, and there it is. But we don't yet know what it came from. So click on the Nano, and this is just another version of the Nano. And on my computer, I hold down Control, Alt, Print Screen. Now, here's where people have trouble. I'm going to go to the top of this document, this Word document, and just choose a place, maybe after recording date, and I'm going to say, paste that. And this is where they go crazy. You have to click on that graph that you just grabbed, go up to your Format tab, and go to Text Wrap, which is about, it's more than halfway to the right. Text Wrap and say Tight. Then you can move that graph any place that you want. And I can add the extra graph to this. We kept them all. Well, did I keep them all? I just said I did.
You did. I heard you.
See, this was on Thoughtless, so we're going to have to maybe go back and open that other one. Richard on the New Year. Okay. Now, I'm going to go to the little window, the blue window, click, and it gives us all of the printout. Again, Control A, Control C. Go back. We did this one first, so we can go here and just say Control Paste, and now he has two different things that he can look at. But Richard likes to read not only the columnar view, but Richard loves to look at the number view. And I didn't get the number view for him on either one of these. On this one in the number view, this is the first one, Richard on the New Year, he said, oh, I see some things jumped up in the childlike naive octave. And this is zero, is a childlike octave. And he has 109 hits in the childlike octave under the note of B. And B comes in two parts. Well, all notes come in two parts, but B can be a total selfless love for humanity, or it can be a total martyr. Gimme, 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 gimme. A typical thing that somebody who has a really high note of B will say is, if you loved me, you would. And if that's in when it's in the lower octaves, but when it's in this childlike, naive octave, these people think and give without reservation, like a child. So I'm going to click inside this numeric value and do Control-Alt-Print-Screen again. Go to where I put the other graph in and just paste that in there. And every time you paste something in, you must go to Format, Text Wrap, Height, and then you can move it around any place you want, and all the writing will adjust itself. So Richard,
Are you pasting that into Word? Is that where you're pasting that information into? Is this Word? Yeah, Microsoft Word. Okay.
Just a Word document.
Okay.
And then I'm going up to this Text Wrap and hit Height. So we can move this around any place that we want. We can add things to it. And this is the first one. And then Richard on Thoughtless. So I'm going to do Control Enter, and that'll give me a new start, a new page, so nothing gets mixed up. But this is how you input again. I made this active, so it can be moved up and down, and it won't get weirded out when I add something else to it. So I also want to give you a columnar view for the second one that we did. So open your chart, and I'm trying to put this together and give you some lessons about this at the same time. So this is pretty much the same thing. You had gut level on spirituality, so more than anything else, any relationship, any job, anything, for you to be happy with it, it must deal with your spirituality and what fits with you as the environmentalist that you are, the passionate environmentalist that you are. So you again have that childlike naivete that everybody needs to embrace this, and maybe that's the documentaries you're going to do. Convince people that they need to embrace Mother Earth as their partner, not as something to use, abuse, and destroy. Boy, that would be a nice one.
That's good.
So I'm going in here where it says you. I want to click on the first of that, maybe one note back. I've already grabbed that columnar view that you like. I'm going to do Control V. And so this is the numeric view. And each time you bring something new in, you must hit that Text Wrap and Type. Now, I could back this up a little bit. If it doesn't fit or it's too big, you can squish it a bit. You can move it around. This is how you make a very nice Christmas present for somebody that you love and want to help. Call them up on the phone and say, hey, I've got this idea. What do you think about it? What would you like for the new year? And then you can bundle all this to it and send it to them. I think it makes a perfect Christmas present.
I think this makes a really great report, the ability to have that all bundled in one thing that you could print out. And if you wanted, you could even send it to somebody as a PDF, like you will to me. I just think that's a great, package of information. I mean, that was an amazing amount of information.
And I'm going to put it in profiles, so I can send it to you just like I would send any document. And it's a great way to help people start the year, providing them with information of what their foundation really is and what they want. It's very sweet and very easy, and it's free on our website under Nano Voice. Go to Downloads. nano voice. There are steps there, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is how you do it. Click here for the tutorials if you have any problem with it. All of these time domain programs work the same. The compatibility program, this little leading the way for you as a person and what you want for yourself. There's a nice little note correlate chart you could add to your graph for a nice New Year's present for somebody that you love, somebody you want to help through their stress and struggles. I would like this to be a gift for everybody on the planet.
George is really being emphatic in chat for people not seeing this from Blog Talk Radio about that thing that Sherry is saying, that when you're pacing those images in particular, I believe, that you really want to pay attention to that text wrap and tight. He says that George is actually saying this is the secret to the universe. And it's, you know, I understand why, because it locks it into a format so it doesn't get all scrambled up. So that's really a good footnote to have in there. I've also put the download and everything page over at Blog Talk Radio.
And I feel like, Richard, this is your life.
Dun, dun, dun. Thank you.
That's what I'm going to name it. Richard, this is your life. It really, Richard gave up his privacy to help teach other people a lesson. And I asked him a few questions before the show, but he didn't know how extensive this was going to be. So thank you, Richard, for standing exposed.
Yeah, thank you. I didn't know that it was going to be of a show quite so much about me. I volunteer, but I didn't know I was going to be like, if I'd known, I would have laid down on a couch. It would have been better.
Can you believe it's 7 o'clock? Thank you for being here, people. If you have any questions, just sherryedwards@gmail.com. We are thinking about doing a blog on our site so that we can ask more and more questions, but we've added something under classes. Well, I thought we added something under classes. Oh, it's under home. It says mini lessons. There's 5 mini lessons that Robert Leary has written, and so we're putting them up on the site. Each of them is about, one of them they just did was about this note correlate chart and what to do with it. We probably ought to also put in there the printout of all the tutorials that Jeff did, which are great, and just to help you through all of this. Because with what's on this site right now, you can open a bioacoustic practice and you don't have to outlay anything but to buy your mic, which is about $30. New downloads, the bonus software is up, all the stuff about countervailing the season. If your job forces you to take the flu, we have some antidotes here that you can deal with. And as always, the radiation software is up. That is so incredibly important. We are all being poisoned, and we had Dr. Apsley on a couple of weeks ago about how Fukushima is poisoning all of us from the inside out. Both really good softwares to have. Thank you for being here. Any last-minute comments, Richard?
I do have a last-minute comment for anybody new that's just listening to this or seeing this. Well, if you're only listening to this, really you have to watch the replay at soundhealthoptions.com. The replay will probably be up sometime soonish for video watching. And that Sherry just wrapped down a bunch of information and a bunch of, you know, it seems to be technology, but really it's a matter of just doing it, and that it gets easier and easier. Because really it's just about making a recording into, you know, let's say you're using Nano Voice or this software. You have a microphone, you make a recording, you run your voice through the software. In this instance, the leadership software gives you a printout and a chart that, you know, like there's your information right there. Right there, you could be setting up a practice and having people, you know, asking you questions. It's not nearly as complicated, especially this last part. Oddly enough, the cutting and pasting seems like it's complex, but once you do it a couple times, it's really quite easy to create reports. And it's powerful software. Even just the Nano Voice, the old low dog, you know, Nano Voice is so powerful. It's amazing. I love the Nano Voice.
Thank you, Richard. We are having another two-day free class for people. It's about PTSD. I think it's the 7th and 8th of January. Check the schedule. And we will be going over all of this in depth that we did today. So we have to go now.
All right.
Have a happy
Everybody
holiday.
have a great happy holiday, and we'll see you soonish in the new year.
That was
sense
good.
Of time. All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a good
Later.
Time. Eat too much if possible. Bye-bye.